Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Email oliver at rte.ie.
Bernard Casey, comedian, friend of the show. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you? It's great to hear the French commentary there. Just hearing Joe's name, it's like you got a little Joe O'Connor.
He's a tree man. You're way down now, the very back end of the county, Portmagee.
Portmagee, boy. I'm not in Portmagee this morning. I'm still in Dublin.
I'd say not. No.
As I said, I stayed up and enjoyed the celebrations. It was the traditional. It was definitely one of the sweetest All Irelands in a long, long time.
Why is that?
I suppose Kerry were written off. People were saying, sure, they won't be able to handle Donegal. They won't be able to handle Tyrone. They won't be able to handle Armagh. And the fact that we were able to beat three extremely strong teams from Ulster to win the All Ireland, that makes it a little bit sweeter, especially from the history of Kerry through the noughties, you know, the hardship we had Tyrone and Armagh catching us last year and in 2002. And, you know, Donegal as well caught us badly in 2012. They gave us a bit of a beating that day. So it really was. It was a great one, and particularly for Jack O'Connor there, you know, his third time back. It's fifth All Ireland. It was a sweet one. Yeah, five All Ireland. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, across, I think, 21 years. It's just kind of outrageous in many ways. It's sweet. So a little bit. Kerry people allowed themselves to be a bit smug this morning.
A small bit. A bit like. Yeah, you know, meeting people who, like, there was a lot of people behind me from up north, we'll say Armagh, from down, and they were like, oh, Donegal, sure, they got to win this now, you know, and you have a little bit of what do you think of that now?
say that the people writing off Kerry were mostly Kerry people for the season.
Well, if you actually looked at the pundits yesterday, there were seven pundits, six of them were from the north, and they all gave Donegal the tip, you know.
Yeah, and Dean Rock as well, Dublin.
Yeah, there was a few non-Nordies as well that gave it to them. But look, it's all part of the game. Look, Donegal definitely were justified to think that they could win the game, you know, if they played some savage stuff leading up to it. But it was just brilliant yesterday being around Dublin with the fans, you know, because the Donegal and Kerry were kind of similar in ways, with the northwest and the southwest, and particularly with the fishing, you know. Like, we were outside the Gresham, and you'd hear people, you'd hear just, you know, a Kerry fisherman and a Donegal fisherman. That's right. Yeah, we came out of Canada. I'd say there was German and French tourists going, what language are these people speaking? But speaking of France as well, which is
they could understand each other. Your brother's in France.
My brother's in France. Yeah, he lives in Montpellier with his family. So
there's always a Kerry Gansey in every part of the world, isn't there?
There is. There absolutely is. So a big shout out to him and his lovely family down in Montpellier. And he's a very happy man today.
I was there as well. You were there in the Lower Hogan, I think.
I was in the Lower Cusack.
The Lower Cusack. That's compulsory, is it? That's where you go from the Gresham to the Lower Cusack. This is the Kerry Camino.
It is a Kerry Camino within Dublin. So it was Croke Park, back down afterwards to the Gresham, and then every kind of town and community within Kerry has their own place in Dublin. So the kind of South Kerry, the South Kerry place would have been the Flowing Tide, which is down which is down across from Wins there,
on the Lewis track there.
On the Lewis track there. So yeah, you go down, it's literally we went in after the game, it was like, are we in Mike Morrison Castavina, are we here in Dublin, you know? But the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. There was a massive sense of pride in from the fans after winning the game. You could really sense that they were like, that type of fist clenched, kind of punching the air type of delight. So we were thrilled.
It's a quiet celebration. I noticed, and the Donegal fans did as well, because they'd all be a buck-leppin' mad if they'd won, that the Kerry fans have a very quiet, sophisticated way of celebrating.
Well, yesterday, I think, I know in other years, for sure, there was that type of, great to win again. you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yesterday was different. I think the kind of battle cry from David Clifford and Paul Gainey and the team back before the Armagh game definitely worked, because there was real urgency and ferocity about the Kerry supporters yesterday. Ball that was won, every block, like Clifford's two-pointers, they really were roared beyond belief. Like, it was a proper roar. And it was probably the first time I really recognised everybody stood up for the score. Everybody stood up for the block and for the pass, you know.
Yeah.
So there was an urgency, and it was brilliant.
Because the Kerry players as well, they would, their convention would usually be to not celebrate too wildly on the pitch from scores, but David Clifford has kind of wiped that out in the last two matches, didn't he?
It's great, though. It's great to see, because he's creating atmosphere. He's getting the fans behind him, and it does work. You know, in other sports, you see it. You probably do have the traditionalists that are like, oh, you shouldn't be celebrating. That's his job. Huh?
the fans in Wynn's Hotel were telling me that today really is the big celebration. That's what they were saying. They were a bit muted yesterday in some quarters, and then they can let themselves go today.
Literally, I suppose, yesterday after the game, it's kind of a traditional Kerry thing, where I remember when Kerry beat Dublin in the semi-finals 3 years ago, a most amazing finish. Sean O'Shea kicked a wonder free to win the game, and literally the second the ball went over the bar, about 1,000 Kerry people just got up and just said, right, so we better catch the train. literally got up and walked. I was like, can you not enjoy this moment? This is amazing. We were trying to catch, you know, the path. When did he pack? We must go out to the car.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. There was some of that still going on yesterday.
Well, there is, yeah. Literally, you get to Dublin after the match, everyone's just going, what time did he leave? Which is leave everywhere else. What time did he leave? Where did he stop to eat? Where did he park? Are you staying up? You know, he's there the four things. Where are you staying?
And I've heard you say on your Instagram as well, making it up in fierce time.
Fierce time, yeah. There was a lot of this. It was, you know, someone tells you what time they left. I left at 7:30. And what time did you make it up? 1:45. Fierce time.
That's fierce time.
But some people would say, geez, that's unbelievable time. It's like, yeah, but they live in Castle Island.
We live
in Port McGee and Waterville and Valinchess. Like, we have an extra, like, we get to Kerry after coming down from Dublin, and it's an extra hour and a half get down to where we are. So it's a savage trek.
Enjoy the celebrations, and it's all roads to Killarney, I'd say, this afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's Tralee and Killarney. The homecomings, I think it is anyway. I could be wrong, but it's Tralee and Killarney, I think.
It's very early in Kerry time at the moment. They'll figure it out.
It certainly is, absolutely. It's going to be great now for the tourist season. They're all going to think this is a
straight to the tourists.
Yearly occurrence.
Straight to every, the rubbing the
pinion. Every year they have this huge celebration. It's amazing.
Bernard, enjoy that. And of course, you still have to do comedy work in the meantime. You can't just celebrate nonstop. You're going over to Bantry, so into the border to rub it in on the 12th of September.
Yes, in the Maritime in Bantry. Look forward to that. And the Shimsa Theatre back in Tralee as well.
That's a beautiful theatre, isn't it?
A lovely theatre. I have never done the Shimsa Theatre, so I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Where is that
it's
now,
the Shimsa Theatre? It's a beautiful venue. It's in Tralee.
Out the road.
Across from the Brandon Hotel.
Yeah. And Glore Ennis as well on the 6th of December. But we can find out everything on bernardcasey.com.
That's correct. Yeah, looking forward to all the shows throughout the year. So, back in action this week.
Gorgeous. Enjoy the smugness. Slán, Bernard. Thanks a million.
Oh my God,
there you go. They're living the dream down in Kerry, and happily now we can all relax the other counties, because Geraldine O'Doherty is in situ behind her harp, and you're going to bring us dreamlike, aren't you, into the next half of the show. God, it's so good. It barely sounds live. We'll talk about the harp and all the fun and mystery of this beautiful instrument right after these. Don't go away.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.